Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm clapping. Are you clapping? You're clapping because you're hiding from the twins because they're downstairs, aren't they? And you managed to niggle away for now to do some work.
Oh, my gosh.
You've got
so
a lot
well.
Of energy in your voice. You're just like, I'm free. What are they doing downstairs? Are they with Mike?
Well, yeah, they're not on their own. Yes, they're with Mike. No, he was given quite a lot of instructions. Don't think he was listening, though, to be honest. But,
no, of course not. Sometimes, think when you're giving instructions, Mike goes into another place in his head.
He does.
And goes, la, 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 la.
Do you know he does?
Yes.
Does Jeff do that?
I don't give him instructions.
Stop it. You must do. It's not possible.
No, I don't. I genuinely don't. I've got Arlo this afternoon. He's too poorly to go to nursery. Oh, God, everyone's ill. Why is everyone ill?
Oh, you've got him instead. Well, don't you start getting ill for Saturday night. I'm coming to see your
show.
Well,
no. Is it Saturday night? Oh, yes. I was going to turn up on Sunday. No, it is Saturday night, isn't it? I've got all in Dorset Friday. This tour has just gone by in such a rush and a blur. I feel quite sad about it. I really do. Yes, I will see you in Oxford.
Yes.
I think there are tickets left in Oxford. I think that everything else is sold out. You're going to come see me most definitely on a show where there's going to be loads of empty seats and it's all a bit echoey and shit.
I'm surprised. But Oxford's a funny place because people gravitate to London. Do you know what I mean? It is a bit of a weird one, I think.
Oh, so they
Oxford.
Think if it's worthwhile seeing it's the next...
Possibly.
I don't know. I haven't checked the tickets yet. I never dare. I mean, I was surprised to sell out London, to be honest, but I was very thrilled that I did. Because I did the Duchess. It was very nice. It was very nice. My daughter came.
Is it good?
And yes, it was a good gig. There were a few technical hitches, which I don't want to go into because it all got a little bit heated. But there we go.
Yes, I'm excited to see you. I really am. I'm really, because I've seen lots of owls, but you know, all the gang saying a brilliant show. I feel that I've been missing out. Anyway, it's the first time I could really... I sort of saw it last time, but I know it's changed. I know it's changed. But
it's not changed that much, but it has changed, yeah. It's better, I think, I hope.
Oh, I'm sure it will be. But you don't want any soup, you say. I offered to make you homemade soup.
I felt claustrophobic at the thought. I thought, oh, no,
did you?
If she brings soup, I'll have to eat it, even if I don't fancy soup. Do you know, what sort of soup would it have been?
Well, I'll tell you exactly what it was, because I got some very nice organic parsnips. Do you know what I mean? I've still got soil on, do you know what I mean? But I'd have dusted that off.
I'd have been going around
the stage. Noise?
Like, I'm farting. It's a fart noise. It's an old fashioned blowing a raspberry. are you getting it now? Round and round the stage. propelled by a parsnip.
So you've been triumphant with the parsnips. What do you mean, triumphant with it? Oh, wait a minute. I'm just trying to turn my phone off. I forgot to do it, and now I've done it. What?
Oh, my God, I heard a funny little voice.
I don't know. A Siri has started to appear on my phone.
Jesus,
I don't know how she started to come on my phone.
Oh, she's got a mind of her own.
She has?
I know.
She has?
That was the first inkling that my mother was going mad, actually, was when she said that her Alexa was talking back to her. And it might have been, but, you know. Anyway, so the parsnips, you grew your own parsnips in the soil in your garden.
Well, that's how you grow things, isn't it? Yeah. We need to come on to your radishes, by the way. I don't think they're radishes.
They are fucking radishes. I can tell you that for nothing. I've still got the seed packet there. No, they have what they call... Now, we'll just get that over and done with because it's a source of much disappointment. They are fucking radish seeds and they bolted. I put a photo up and someone on Twitter said, this looks like they have bolted. And that means they grew too fast. In the first stage where they, you know, when I was so proud of my radishes and how quickly they'd grown.
You were excited.
I was so excited.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
they bolted and it's unlikely that they would come to fruition.
But they're there now.
They've all collapsed over on top of each other because they're too leggy and they can't cope.
I, to be honest, I knew it was doomed to failure. I didn't say, I kind of thought...
I think that's very mistrustful. And why? Why? Because well, other because people have managed
it's the wrong time
it.
Of year to put radishes in. And you know,
indoor radishes, they're special. They're speciality indoor radishes.
What, do you mean on the seed packet it said?
No, it didn't indoor, say that.
Of course
no,
it didn't. You just made that up.
Jeff watched a TikTok.
Did he?
Jeff watched a radish TikTok, I think, and just
oh
got
my
very
God, he
fired
must be
up.
Bored. What's he doing listening to that?
Well, I mean, we all watch stupid TikToks now and again, don't we? Right, I mean, not right. TikToks, probably on Instagram. There'd have been an Instagram that would come on his feed because he'd have said radishes in a conversation and phone would have picked it up. You know what it's like? It's all algorithms, Judith. It's all algorithms.
I don't think I know what an algorithm is. Algorithm
no, nobody
is,
does.
I bet
it's
you
a
don't
made
either,
up word.
But anyway, okay, right.
It's a made
up word.
Yeah,
have it your word. Way, fine.
So parsnip soup. That's
parsnip soup. I would have done parsnip soup with a little soupçon of some of the apples, you know, that we've got here.
Yeah.
And a little bit of curry. I'd have done. Yeah. It would have been actually very, very nice.
Would have been very nice.
It might have been a bit like baby food, but you know, but there you go.
Yeah, I'd have just stolen the Tupperware, let's face it. You don't want to. You don't want to.
Oh, that's true. Wouldn't have seen that again, would I? I wouldn't have seen that again.
Or the flask or whatever. It's best not. It's best.
Anyway, you know, have it your way. Have your own soup. I just come empty handed.
Well, I might bring some soup. I mean, I'll kick myself out. I don't want to put you to any bother, Judith. But if you want to come sit in my dressing room, drink your own soup, you're very, very welcome to do that. And I would. Taste it. Bring a large portion.
Bring a large portion?
Yeah.
What do you mean, for me, and then you might have
yes.
some?
Yes.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
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 Okay. Right, you are.
Okay. Okay.
Where am I playing cheddars? In Oxford? Where am I playing?
I think you're going to the Oxford Playhouse, aren't you?
Okay, I
I've
saw
got
Phoebe
to check.
Do a play there
I've got,
once, you know.
Oh, when she was at Oxford. Yes,
when
so
she
that's
was
where
at
they,
Oxford, yeah. And I was watching her in the audience and I was just thinking, just you don't need to lead by your chin. Whenever Phoebe's anxious, her chin juts. She does a lot of chin
does she?
Moving.
Does she?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like a determination thing. It's like, you know, some people have a funny walk or just a way of holding their heads. With Phoebe, she leads by the chin.
Gosh.
Anyway. So, yeah, and I did, well, last time we were talking, I was just off to Portsmouth, wasn't I?
To go to the
to
Miriam Margolis.
Yes, you were. Can I tell you something about Portsmouth train station, Judith?
Well,
I don't think you'll...
I don't know. Easter's I'm getting a little
shocked.
Bit ready to... But, yeah, go
no,
on.
They've got no coffee stall. They've got no coffee shop. They've got no coffee facilities on Portsmouth station. None whatsoever.
Oh, my God.
That's all I'm going to say.
Well, they got, like a news
nothing.
Agent...
They
must
no,
have
they
something.
Have nothing. They have nothing, Judith. They have nothing.
Not a kiosk.
There's no kiosk for coffee. There's nothing. There's nothing. And then when you get on the train, it's 2 hours and there's no coffee cart. Nothing. You can need nothing.
Oh, that's grim. That is grim, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, dear. Do you have any wine gums or anything in your bag?
I think I had a bottle of water, Judith.
Okay. Well, you know, could have been
it
worse.
It was a dull sort of 3 hours.
Oh, yes,
because I was
it would
an hour
be.
Early.
You've got anything to eat or drink. Well, that's a dull. That is basically a definition of a dull 3 hours. We've got consume anything. I think you need to get. I think there are some lessons here that you need to learn, Jenny. Okay, so when you're on the road, is you need a banana or an apple in your bag. Okay,
yeah,
that's what you need. You need.
I think I'd had them, but I'd eaten them, and I thought I'll replenish my stocks at Portsmouth train station.
Dear me.
I just want to just very quickly mention that after I did Miriam's show, which was quite a big gig, we had radishes in her dressing room afterwards.
You've got a thing about radishes.
Well,
radishes
no, Miriam's
radishes
got
that?
A massive thing about radishes.
Oh, well,
radishes.
I know she likes a radish.
She really likes
a
radish. So, you know, afterwards there was a big wooden board of radishes in her dressing room and some cream cheese on bread with smoked salmon.
Really?
I was in a terrible quandary, Judith, because I'd ordered a Wagamama. And so I'm a bit peckish, but I'm thinking, what do I do? What do I do? Because I've got this Wagamama in my dressing room.
Well, radishes aren't actually going to sort of stave off any kind of appetite, are they?
I know. Well, you know, it depends how many you eat. I find that 30 radishes can fill quite a big hole. Anyway, just on, to finish off on the Miriam show, I had a lovely reunion with Julie T. Wallace afterwards, who I haven't seen since I was in a West End play with her. I was in Steaming with Julie T.
Were
and,
you?
Yes. And the best thing about the play, I mean, the play was very well written by Nell Dunn, who wrote Poor Cow and Up the Junction. But in this play, in this production, which was a remake of one that was had been out in the 80s, they had a full swimming pool on stage.
No.
A proper plunge pool. You would have loved it, Judith. You'd have done all your lines from the pool. But at
course.
The end of the play, we all jumped into the pool. That was like our finale. It was like an alternative curtain call.
Wow.
And
expensive, wasn't it, to do?
It was, yeah, but this was when there was money about. I think this was about 96 or 97, probably, when there was money. And at the end of one show, I jumped into the pool with such alacrity, my tampon shot out. And because we were naked in the play, right? So we were naked.
Oh, you didn't mention that.
Yeah, that's old news. And I was walking back to the dressing rooms with Julie T, because we were on the same floor, and I said, Julie, I've lost my tampon in the swimming pool. It fell out. And she was really strict. She turned around and she said, well, Jenny, you have to get back on that stage now and you have to dive
fish
in and fish
out.
For that
towel,
because it's nobody else's job. It's nobody else's job.
She's
said,
right.
I will come
she
with you
right.
And I'll find a torch and we'll do it together, but you're going in. Yeah, so I did. I just did everything she said. So there we go. Now, you had a reunion and a meeting.
I mean, well, OK, so this time last week, before the pod, OK, we had a little chat with Daisy, like we usually do, a bit of a catch up. And she said, oh, I'm going away this weekend to the Cotswolds, she said, with my mum. It's a big birthday. Didn't press her as to which one, but I could kind of guess. Oh, where are you going to the Cotswolds? Oh, I don't know. Somewhere. I don't know, she said. Anyway, I went. There I was on Saturday morning in Salisbury Cathedral with the girls. And I just happened to look up. And this girl walked past to put her tray
down. Just a girl. Just
yeah,
a girl.
Well, you know, yeah, absolutely. I thought, that looks like Daisy. It is Daisy.
Oh,
but she was in
goodness.
Salisbury, not the Cotswolds.
Well, I don't know
amazing.
What you were doing in Salisbury, because the day before you were in Cornwall.
Well, it's been, it's all been a bit of a whirlwind, really. We were celebrating, if that's the right word, commiserating with Ellen for a year since she and Aaron broke up. So we had a girls' weekend, which we'd planned and everything. So we go to the New Forest and we found ourselves in Salisbury and therefore in the cathedral, because frankly, it was raining a lot. But think of the chances of that.
So what are the chances?
What are the chances? You realise, don't you?
So you were all sheltering from the rain. Can I guess, were you looking at, is it the Magna Carta that's in the Salisbury Cathedral? Were you looking at that or were you in the cafe?
I was in the cafe. Of course I was in the cafe. I helped myself to a piece of cake as well, but Daisy didn't mention that, given that I'm not supposed to be eating carbs. But anyway, you realise that this is an elaborate explanation for the fact that Daisy and I regularly meet for lunch without you.
Yeah, you have your little plotting lunches. You have your little plotting lunches where you just plot behind my back.
Oh, we do.
And you plan for things when I've got it. when you've sort of worn me out and I'm no longer any use to either of you, the other things that you're going to do in the future plans. You've both got a little notebook each with FP on the front. Written in a Sharpie, FP for future plans, and then in brackets, without J-E.
I know. Well, you spot on, really. I know. There's a lot of sort of. Oh, and when she said, and get this, yeah.
She's such a cow, honestly. And sometimes she just won't stop talking about herself, and I get really bored. But if I do Snorlaw all the time, the show's going to be nothing but Snorlaw. Well, that's really, really fortuitous and a joy. And did you meet all the family?
I did. I met all the family. I met her mum, who looks ever so nice. And I think, you know, well, I suspect she is in the gang, because obviously Daisy does the show. But I met her.
But that poor mum, she can't listen to all the shows Daisy does, because Daisy does a hell of a lot of podcasts.
That's true.
And I don't think any mother in the land can be so loyal that she goes, oh, God, I've got 7 podcasts to listen to this week.
Can I just tell you that she only listens to this one?
No,
she wouldn't dream of listening to any of the others.
Back of the net. Oh, yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Yes. And did you meet the boys?
I met the boys Daisy's husband. Very handsome.
I know.
Really handsome. And I met Daisy's sister. Lovely.
And she's a good looking girl as well. I know.
Oh,
they're
gorgeous.
Very similar, aren't they? They're similar but different.
Well,
sisters,
aren't they?
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
But yeah, lovely. I felt like I was part of the family. And Daisy came over and said hello to my girls. Yes, it was really lovely.
Oh.
It was really lovely. And you weren't there.
No, I wasn't. I really wasn't there. And I like Salisbury Cathedral as well. I've never been in the cafe because, of course, when I go to Salisbury Cathedral, it's to admire the architecture and the Lynn Chadwick sculpture in the grounds.
Oh, okay, okay.
That's what I do when I go to Salisbury Cathedral.
Oh, we'll get you.
But you do have to look up, don't you? It's got a lovely ceiling.
It's tall, isn't it?
Okay, right. On your New Forest adventure, there were some things I was so jealous of and some things I would not have touched with a barge pole.
I think I can probably guess. Go on.
But I was so jealous of the girls wearing jodhpurs. I clocked in one of the Instagram photos that the girls were wearing jodhpurs.
But yes, you see, you've said that before that you used to go horse riding. And
yes.
I mean, I'm struggling to put the Jenny that I know on a horse. Visually
on a horse.
Put you on a horse.
Or so, a big pony, a big strong pony.
Fucking, let's face big, it, a fucking strong pit pony.
Yeah. Oh, yes, absolutely. a pony that is sort of about a third of a hand off being a horse.
Well, I don't know what hands are. You know
what I mean?
You
have to be 14 hands high. You have to be 14 hands high to be a horse. Anything under 14 hands is a pony. I think I hope I've got that right because I said it with a lot of confidence.
Well, you did. Okay,
so let's start, before we get onto the ponies, let's start with the vintage shepherd's hut.
Yes. Well, this all happened because Ellen said she wanted to go horse riding in the New Forest. What better place to go horse riding, after
all?
She wanted to see wild horses, she wanted to see donkeys and all that stuff. So I found there's very few places that do proper kind of 2 hours they went for. What do you call them? Cantering
hacks.
Oh, a hack. That's right, a hack. Yeah. I think they called it a hack. Anyway, so I found that first. There was only, I think, one place I could find, booked them on. And then I thought, and then I did the Airbnb search. Sorry, this is getting a bit, isn't it? Anyway, I found that I could have gone to an ordinary hotel, but I found the shepherd's hut right in the middle of the forest with a fire pit and on a small holding with wild pigs and all sorts of things.
Yeah.
Pigs. I don't know why I said wild pigs, pigs.
Yeah.
And a donkey.
Well, wild pigs are terrifying, but.
Well, they probably are. I don't know why I said wild pigs.
Pigs in a pen. Yeah. You don't want them fucking roaming about.
So I thought, well, that looks lovely. So off I did that and everything. What I didn't do is read properly the description of the accommodation. There's a surprise. No toilet in the shepherd's hut, right?
No. So, it was only one room, wasn't it, from what I could gather?
Well, yeah. I mean, it was... The girls were on kind of... they were on bunk beds. It was very sweet. It was all beautifully vintage and, you know, utterly charming. And I was on a kind of shelf, a sturdy shelf.
Yeah,
obviously, it would have to be, wouldn't it?
Yeah. A pit pony shelf. the kind of shelf that a pit pony could sleep on.
Yeah. So I took a bucket, obviously. Yeah, it was quite a long way. And to tell you what, it was two big steps down because they're quite high off the ground, aren't they?
Yeah.
And it was on a sort of, I mean, the whole place was amazing, but it was on a kind of tree trunk that was a bit slippy. And I was thinking, dark, you know, slipping hazards in the night. Oh, I was worried. Twice I had to get up and go to the loo on my bucket.
Why didn't you put the bucket in the shed?
Well, because I couldn't. It was so small. I couldn't subject the girls to
that. I see. Yeah. One of the girls would have stepped out of their bunk bed into the bucket of piss.
Yes, exactly.
And three lots of people pissing in a bucket. It would have been half
much.
Full.
More than half full in my case. I'll tell you. So that was all quite eventful. And... it was an amazing place, but we had a fire pit and we saw the stars.
But what did you eat? Was there, I mean, I think that what it sounds like is a proper genuine, and that's what the picture suggests as well, proper genuine shepherd's hut, because I think a lot of these holidays now are selling them as shepherd huts holidays, but then you look at them and they're just wooden kind of caravans. They're modern. They're freshly built to ape the style.
Well,
and they're saying that, you know, has kitchen. You think, well, no shepherd's hut, original one, has a kitchen.
No, that's right. No, we had a kettle, thank God. But no, you had to walk across the yard to the loo and the bathroom and where you had your breakfast. So, yes, it was all...
So was it like a B&B? They supplied breakfast for
you? Yes.
Oh, I get it. Okay, yeah, okay. Yeah, what did you do for dinner, though? Or did you roast one of the pigs over the fire pit? Catch a pig. First, catch a pig.
They're quite vicious, apparently, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, pigs. No nonsense. They'll eat a man. They'll eat a man in 20 minutes. That's where they get rid of bodies. You know when somebody said, well, how would you get rid of a body? And I said bath of arsenic or whatever. The other option is throw them to the pigs.
Oh, be a messy business though, wouldn't it? Be messy. Do you know what I mean?
You don't want to stand around and watch either. So, where did you go for dinner? Did you go to the pub?
Went to the local pub, which was fine. But you know what happened? I went to the loo and this woman sort of followed
me. Not again. Jesus, God.
This woman followed me into the loo very quickly. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And she said, I'm an owl.
Oh, it's nice, isn't it?
Are you joking?
It's a nice moment.
She'd see me. Oh, I was so thrilled. She was lovely. Yeah. I was kicking myself that I didn't get either a selfie or her name.
Well, maybe she wanted to keep herself private, Judy. Well, maybe she.
I said, where are you staying? And she did that thing. I thought, yes, you really are an owl, aren't you? She said, I think it begins with G. Well, that's just so typical of us, isn't it? She's not really any idea. But yes, that was very, very lovely. Very lovely.
And did you have a decent meal in the in the pub?
Yeah, really? Well, was it? Yes, yeah. Do you know
was
what?
Was it a taste sensation?
It was a taste sensation, and I'll tell you why. Because, and I don't know why, I've never had this before, they were nachos with kind of, you know that thing they do with nachos? And my mouth's watering just explaining it, with grated cheese in the oven.
Disgusting.
Melted. What?
Disgusting. It's one of those meals that looks on a plate like somebody's just brought it back up. It's one of the most unappetizing things. And people eat that in cinemas.
Actually, they do, don't they?
It's outrageous. I mean, what's going to crunch more? I mean, I know it's softened by the cheese and the... I mean, I can't have the salsa anyway. No, it's... I just really despise that meal. I think it's one of those things that's just appeared and you just go, oh, Jesus, not that load of shit again.
Well,
Sorry about that.
There you go. Each to his own.
Each to his own. I bet the girls didn't have them, though,
no,
did they?
They nicked a lot of mine, though, I tell you. Of mine. What have you had, then, for your what's it called, food sensation?
Food sensation of the week. Well, I wasted a long time, but it was actually last night. I haven't had a sit-down meal for a while. And I had the lukewarm Wagamamas in my hotel room after Miriam's in Portsmouth. And I just had the chicken ramen. But it was, do you know what? Lukewarm in bed, it was an absolute fucking taste sensation. And last night, Jeff and I roasted a little chicken crown, It was a day over best before or sell by, but, you know, it didn't smell. It was fine. And we had that with salad, a little bit of coleslaw. And Jeff roasted some mini new potatoes and chucked in a few sprouts that were going off in the fridge. Oh, fucking hell, Judith. And peas. And honestly, it was really, really delicious. And I just sat there in my armchair last night thinking,
God. I love home.
Well, you've not been there for a while. When you finally got home, have you just really enjoyed it when you finally got home?
Yeah, I must say. You do miss being away. Well, gosh, I mean, you've been away from base a hell of a lot as well.
Yeah, but they're one-nighters in different places and it's work, So it's really not the same. It's not the same. So you went, because last week when we did this, you were in Cornwall.
Yeah, I did.
And you were about to embark on the painting with your two friends.
I know, they were ever so good, you know.
They would be. I had this awful feeling as soon as you said. And there was a slight confidence in your voice as if to say, I'm kind of the leader, I'm going to be the teacher. And I thought, oh, fucking hell, Judith, you've got two pupils that just might shock and horrify you with their skills.
I know. One's already signed up for an all oil painting class. Yes.
Oh, God.
Oh, yes. Yes, you wait till she starts posting things that she's done. Probably be selling them soon.
Oh, no, that's really...
I know, it's quite...
Did you have to grin and bear it? Did you have to be really encouraging?
Of course I did. No, I enjoyed being the teacher. I laid it all out for them beautifully, with all their different colours, and I sort of really sounded as if I knew what I was doing, and I really got them into it and everything. Yeah, I did, but I was kind of... I thought it might be a bit more of a mess at the end than it was. But there you go.
Did you manage to do a painting?
I was too busy helping them. It was like, can I have a bit more white? Have you got any more of that? You know, it was all a bit like that.
Always leave people to mix their own colours. Don't help that much. Jesus, God. First rule of teaching is don't help that much. Because otherwise your pupils just jump over you before... Oh God. Anyway, so that was Cornwall ticked off, that was the New Forest ticked off, and you went for a ridiculous early morning swim with the woman who ran
I did. Down the River Avon. I've no idea we were near the River Avon, I'm sure. But that was rather magical, actually. It really was truly magical.
Did you have a wetsuit with you?
No. Proper cold.
Okay, so you swam in the Avon, but you did not go pony trekking.
Of course I didn't go pony trekking. No, God, I could. I'd struggle to go, I don't know, 10 feet. I'd struggle. Oh, I'd be...
Well, anyway. You're not carrying the horse. The horse is carrying you, Judith. That's the way to do it.
You
don't have to
I'd
do anything.
Like.
You just have to sit on a horse.
Oh, you say that. Oh, I'd be useless. Miss, I'm sorry. Can you just stay by me? No, I'd be hopeless. I'd be a...
Yeah, you'd have to be on a
head.
Lunge. You'd have to be on a lunge.
A lunge? You even know the word lunge?
Yes, I
what
told
that mean,
you.
A lead?
I was quite keen. Yes, you did have to be on a lead rein with a nice girl who'd be in her late teens, early 20s with a big bottom. They're the best. big bottom in jumpers. It's a great look. Oh, I love a big bottom in a jumper.
I want to see some photos of you, please. On a pony. Okay.
Well, I think all the photos from June's have gone to Ben's, of course, haven't they, up in Tunbridge Wells. So God knows when I'm going to get my hands on any.
You need a good rummage through those.
Yes, I know, but when am I going to have time to do that?
You will.
I don't know whether there are very many pictures of me on a pony, actually, because people didn't really carry their cameras around.
No, they didn't. No, that's true.
Me and my sister used to go on a Saturday morning. And then I got very scared. When I went up the classes, suddenly I got scared because the horses got bigger and I didn't like it anymore.
Did you canter or gallop?
Yeah, cantered and I jumped. And I was once in a donkey derby, Judith. Yes, I was.
Blimey.
And they were fucking massive donkeys as well. So there you go. Anyway, glad you're back in the house now.
Are we on to Kircher Corner?
I'm just going to say I managed to pin my sister down, Judith. I managed to pin because I hadn't seen my sister for 2 months.
Oh, wow, that's a long time.
I know, well, she's turned into you. She just goes away all the time. She's got her state pension, hasn't she? She's got a state pension.
Well,
yeah,
I didn't go that far, I'll tell you, but
it's a top up for our Sarah, and she's enjoying it, I think.
Very
and,
good. She's been swimming.
She's been on two swimming holidays.
Holidays.
Anyway, she came for breakfast,
and
I copied Miriam's dressing room, and I gave her smoked salmon and boiled eggs, and we had a very nice little catch-up.
I thought you were going to say you gave her radishes for breakfast for a minute.
If only ours had come to fruition, Judith, she'd have had fresh radishes from our windowsill pot.
I don't
but
think
that
she'd
is
have
looking unlikely.
For
I would eat a radish for breakfast. You know me.
Well,
what
I certainly
like.
Wouldn't. Can I just
well, you're very odd. You're very traditional when it comes to breakfasts. You always give me a funny look when I have mayonnaise.
Oh, you're always in that bloody mayonnaise jar. You've
always got my nose in a jar.
You
of mayonnaise.
Have mayonnaise
always.
And cream cheese. Always comes
always,
out.
Always,
yeah,
always.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
It is time for Culture Corner now. Where are you going to take me, Judith?
Well, yeah, yesterday, haven't put this on the notes because I haven't told you yet, but yesterday I thought I'd have a day to myself going to exhibitions, and I did two things. I went to the National Portrait Gallery.
Lovely.
I know you've been. And I thought, well, I'll just test myself as to how many, it's ridiculous, how many people that I've met. Pathetic, isn't it?
Did you 11. Make a note? Did you have a little note?
I can't remember which one it was, but 11 anyway. I thought it might be a higher score than that. And I'm ashamed of myself, really, of doing that. But I did. There you go.
You can add me, but I'm not on current exhibition.
I know you're not. I went up to the lady. I went to the lady and I said, could you just tell me, please, where I found Jenny Eclair? The Jenny Eclair.
In the basement, she said, in the basement.
Well, not on display at the moment, but I saw them on the screen. Lovely, two of them.
They're
two
nice, aren't they? They're
gorgeous.
Nice. Yeah, yeah.
Gorgeous.
Good photographers, that's what it is.
Oh, quite something, having something in the National Portrait Gallery, even if it's not on show at the moment. And then I went to the V&A to see the Chanel exhibition.
Oh, now then, what did you
which
think?
Which was fabulous.
Really?
Couldn't buy a ticket because it's all sold out. So I had to buy, you know, membership for a year, which was, I think, 70 quid. But right. Then you get into all the exhibitions for a year. So I thought, okay. I splashed out and did that. And, oh, God, some of the pieces were extraordinary. I mean, if you get up close to them and see the detail on the early stuff, you know, silk, what do you call it, crepe de chine, is that what it's called? The 20s and 30s stuff. And, oh my God.
Yeah, I mean, can imagine.
And some of the bottom, there was one dress that on the bottoms that it had, it like kind of leaves, but each little petal was cut out and then embroidered around the edge of the edge of this dress. Absolutely astonishing. I mean, the money shot of the whole exhibition is this extraordinary double-decker, you know, I don't know, 50 suits on each layer, all on display, all different, extraordinary. But she was a fascinating woman
great.
As well. Oh, yeah, it is a good exhibition.
Okay, well, that sounds incredible. Just before we go on, because I think, you know, you've just reminded me this sort of couture, you know, handmade, beautifully done things. I was in Sainsbury's yesterday and I was absolutely faced with this wall of shit. There was a wall of shit as soon as you go in. I was absolutely gobsmacked by it. It is almost floor to ceiling Halloween tat.
Oh, God, is it really?
Yeah, it's just, it's just there going, we are landfill. That's what we are. We are.
God,
it's all these fake, it's like this terrible American compulsion thing that we have to decorate our homes. Not just a pumpkin in the windowsill that's been hand carved and says, you know, we don't mind trick or treaters, we've got a bucket of shit, you know, sweets, and, you know, ring the doorbell between 6 o'clock and 9 o'clock. But after 9 o'clock, it's lights out and that's it. Fuck off. That's what we do because we live on a main road and there's loads of kids around. And I think it's very sweet. Although I'm gigging this Saturday, so Jeff will have to handle it. But I found this sort of these kind of Halloween wreaths. I mean, since when? And it's all plastic. It's plastic of greenery and plastic fake apples and plastic this and plastic that. Just really bad.
You're right. I mean, it is. It's landfill. It is. It's telling it won't last. It's completely pointless and it will just be straight in landfill. That is shocking, actually.
It's upsetting because we are meant to be. Not only are we in an economic crisis, so, you know, if we all kept a bit quieter about these big so-called, it's not a holiday for us. It's just a night. And, you know, you just bob an apple or something. It's the expectations and the poor kids just buy into it. And then the parents are dragged into it. And it takes so much guts to turn around to a kid and say no. It just takes much.
You're right.
It really does.
Absolutely.
That's my little. I forgot to get that in, so I've just got it in there. So you've done your two exhibitions. That's great, Judith. You've done some heavy lifting work in Culture Corner. You've got one thing more in the notes that I thought was ties up to your couture. It's Hackney Diamonds by the Stones. Have you listened to it?
Oh yes, I did. I don't know how I managed to do this, but I managed to listen to it in the car. Siri got me it. Don't know how that happened, but anyway. Yeah, it's rather good. The new Stones album. Can you imagine they're in their 80s and they brought out a new album? It's you know, it's very Stones-like and very, convincing.
Well, I haven't bought an album in years. Could you see yourself actually buying it and downloading it as a purchase?
I think it's a very good Christmas present from Mike.
Oh, no, don't tell him. Don't tell him. That's a very good idea, Judith.
Absolutely.
Right, yeah, but how do you... You can't really buy someone a download, can you?
Oh, no, but I think... No, I'll buy him the CD because he's got a CD player in his car.
Has he?
Car. Well, yeah.
All right. I don't think we've got one anymore. I don't know. Anyway, I don't know. Books. We should go to books. I have got three physical books to get through on my bedside table. I don't do books with my eyes very often because of the dry eye thing. Jeff bought me the new book about the tragic artist Pauline Boaty. Now there's going to be a film out about her. Pauline Boaty is suddenly back in the news. Google her if you don't know her. She's having a moment in the sun, being reevaluated. All of a sudden her work has gone through the roof, and I'm briefly interviewed in a film about her, but I think there are so many more famous people in this, I might end up on the cutting room floor.
I bet you don't.
So that's
why is she tragic?
She died horribly, horribly young. I think she was dead by the age of 28. I think it was a leukemia or some kind of cancer, and she wouldn't have any treatment because she was pregnant and she had her daughter.
Oh, my word.
And she died not very long afterwards. And then her daughter also died of, I think it was either drugs or it was a suicide thing, at more or less the same age. And it's just terribly sad. To cheer me up after that, there is Grace Dent's Comfort Eating, which you recommended last week.
Yes.
I mean, it's a very easy listen, but it's not middle of the night fare, Judith.
Why not?
Because it makes me want to get out of bed and eat cheese.
Yes, it does. The cheese chapter, I have to say, was triggering, if that's the right word.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
It's a lovely book.
We're still on the bee sting, which I think might last until next year because...
I'm
away a lot, and I've banned Jeff. I've put him in the study to sleep at the moment because his sinuses are bad again.
Is he snoring?
He's snoring and he's sneezing. I think he's got a cold, and everybody's ill at the moment. Phoebe came to see my show in the West End the other night, and she looked really well. She came back to our house and she said, "I don't think I can manage to get home. I'm going to stay here."
Well, don't blame her.
At our house. And in the morning, she just said, "I'm really stiff." And then she phoned me later and she'd just thrown up everywhere.
It
seems like a 24-hour bug, but they've all got it now. But I've got to go over and look after Arlo in the afternoon.
Well, the trouble is, don't you start getting it before Saturday's performance in Oxford?
I'll try and be very careful because I don't want to bring the parsnip soup up all over the stage, do I? What are you reading?
I'm waiting for my credit day to come, which I think is the day after tomorrow. So I've run out. I'm still reading Still Life, but you can tell, can't you, that I'm not,
You're not lapping it up, are you?
No, I'm not.
I think it's difficult at the moment. I'm kind of going through a dry period with novels. There seem to be a lot of biographies out. I've also got Dune McKicken's biography, and lovely Melanie Sykes sent me her biography about being diagnosed with autism, and I think that will be very interesting. I'm very fond of Melanie, and I'm a big fan of Dune's. But I'm really, I don't know what everybody's reading in terms of new,
fiction.
Current,
no.
yeah, no. sort of medium brow fiction. You know, not sort of easy holiday reads, because we're past that season. We're into autumn reading now, which is a little heavier, I feel, than summer reading.
Yeah, I don't know that I'm into that particularly. I think I'm always into holiday reads, to be perfectly honest, because I'm at the Richard and Judy end of the sort of spectrum. But there you go. Takes all sorts.
Yeah, and you're the one with the English degree.
Yes. Yes, ironically. But Daisy mentioned one, didn't she, that she read in her... at the weekend,
The
by
Tin Man.
Sarah Winman. That's right, The Tin Man by Sarah Winman. I don't know whether it's a new one, but she said that was a nice weekend read. How she gets time to read a novel? How does she do that? Well, she's got two two kids.
Yeah, but she was with the grandparents, so she'd have fobbed them off, and they, you know, they'd been playing with their cousin or whatever. They'd be, you know, they're good lads. They're not babies either. They're not babies. They can go in a corner and do things.
True. Jigsaws. Yeah.
And oh, she did tufting as well. Daisy did.
Oh,
she showed us a picture of her tufting. That's a new thing for us. There's a Christmas kit for everybody.
Oh yes. Tufting.
Because I think you thought it was embroidery or kind of woolen work.
No, what's tufting. The difference between embroidery and tufting?
Oh, God, Judith, you knew it. I can't explain it to you because I haven't got a tufting kit yet. But it's got a little sort of tuft. Daisy, what does tufting involve? It's got a little gizmo,
yeah,
hasn't
it? It's so easy. So you thread this needle. It's like a very large needle thing. And it is a bit paint by numbers. And you just push this
in and out,
yeah, and then you're left, and it doesn't look particularly neat, and the bigger the thread, the sort of, I don't, because my sister did one, it was the wool was really thick, mine was slightly finer, but it's an amazing effect, and I did that, the one I showed you, Jean, I did that within a few hours.
That was the starry, starry night, yeah, the Van Gogh.
It's so satisfying.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm liking this. Quick results.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
This has got my name on it. Oh, it so is. You realise, Daisy, that you are turning into us slowly but surely.
I'm happy with that. I'm absolutely fine with that.
Oh, bless you.
I just like the idea when you sort of said also, I did a slightly finer wool than my sister. Are you saying yours was nicer than your sister's?
No, my sister's was really good.
Oh,
and everyone,
God,
kept on looking at my, because my first one was a Christmas tree. I'll send you a picture. And everyone was like, oh, it's okay. And my sister's was a pumpkin and hers was. And also, she's just super creative.
Oh,
hers,
yeah,
because
she is. Yeah.
So then I did my mum's, which was Starry Starry Night, just to prove to everybody that I could do it.
A little bit competitive there.
Very good.
Over the weekend.
But
you know, it's not a holiday, is it, with a family, unless you've got a little bit of tension. A little bit of tension going on with the tufting. Okay.
Are we on to telly?
We are on to telly, Judith. Yes, we are on to telly now.
Yes. Well,
what have you been watching?
Well, I want to talk about Beckham on Netflix. And I know you've seen them. Mm. And I think they are brilliant.
Yeah.
And I think for so many, I think they're beautifully made. I mean, extraordinary. And the footage, the intercutting. I don't know whether you remember, but the footage, they obviously had this massive amount of stuff when he was a boy. Man, dressing room stuff and all that kind of thing. And obviously all the games, never mind all the kind of press around them both as people. But they intercut him taking a corner. I mean, get me talking about corners. This is a fucking first, I'll tell you.
Yeah,
and being interested in football at all. But it was some massive game. It might have been the triple something or other anyway. And it was a crucial corner that he took. And they intercut it with him doing it as a lad, you know, on the field, of him taking this corner and as a boy, because he was trained by his dad to the point of sort of exhaustion. But that was brilliant. And then also, because you get to know the house as well, don't you? You have a right old snoop around the house.
Yeah, yeah. It's all things for all levels of nosiness. You don't need to like football at all.
Exactly.
You don't need to have enjoyed the Spice Girls. But wasn't it a shock to realise quite how vile the British public can be?
Booing him like that, spitting at him, because again, you see, Mike must have talked about this and I zoned out, you know, the red card in the World Cup, and booed him for years, blamed him, and that, oh, poor bloke. I mean, he comes across as such a nice man.
I think they kind of slightly let him off with a caution for the Rebecca Luce affair. It came across very much as a yellow card offence when really it might have been a red. But I think what I did believe was his huge regret and his deep love for Victoria and his family, which just seems to grow with every year. And they are, you know, as solid as any couple can be, I think, at this stage in their relationship. And I really warmed to them both. I warmed hugely to them.
Yeah, me too. I didn't expect to at all. I didn't expect to be interested in the football. I mean, Mike's been a Manchester United fan all his life.
Oh, so it's something you could watch together.
Well, yeah, we've been watching it together. I mean,
I'm glad. Good.
Yeah, all those things, all those years of him sitting on the end of the sofa. He sits on the edge of the sofa. He might as well have his nose up to the screen, you know. Yeah, and me thinking, oh, fucking hell, it's only football, you know. Now I kind of get it a bit.
Now, as a companion piece to this, the documentary about Colleen and her court case is... I don't trust me here, but I think it's on Netflix. I'm not too sure. Or it's on Disney. I don't know. You'll have to Google that yourselves, everybody. We're not sort of speaking Radio Times. And it's Colleen Rooney. And that, I don't think it's going to match up to the Beckham documentary, but it's a good companion piece.
Have they got both sides of the story, access-wise?
No, they have access to it because, you know, it's all documented and there was this private court case that cost millions and was a complete waste of time and money and should never have gone to court. It was a stupid waste of resources and, you know, there are such... When there are rape cases and murder cases that are put on ice for years, that just goes straight through to, you know, the Crown Court. You just go, oh, for fuck's sake. But, you know, she was just swept along. It's just quite interesting watching her. And Wayne is just like... But it's bizarre watching him as a young footballer because he's just like... He doesn't look like he could do it.
No, he's the wrong shape, doesn't he?
Totally. And then he's just kind of weirdly magical. And he's just a big lump at the moment. That sounds mean, but I can be mean. But that's I'm more interested in that than I thought I would be. But we are still missing the Beckham documentary because that was really
classy.
We've
still got another one to go. Yeah, and I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, quick emails. I got told off for interrupting your fairy story last week, Judith.
But oh, it was a fair cop. I'll get my own back.
So, I'll get my own back. Well, you got your own back by telling me the only pony I could sit on was a pit pony. We enjoyed the email about sweary socks from Zoe, who's only 29 and 9 months, and her mother sounds a complete star. She introduced Zoe to the podcast earlier this year. And Zoe wants to get in touch because her mother recently gave her a gift, which made her think of the podcast. She'd been having a stressful time. And as a cheer-up treat, her mum got her some bits and bobs from Marks, including some socks, which she hand-embroidered with swear words on them, basically.
Brilliant.
Cheer-up swear words. So that she could be in the meeting and just know she had socks with swear words on them.
Gold star work, that is. Yes, gold star. Yes. So, having mentioned the zipwire thing and the fact that I might do that with Ellen, I'm afraid. Yeah, trouble is, thank you very much for your emails, gang, for a lot of emails of encouragement and headcam footage of people that have done it. And I'm kind of now feeling that I'm sort of getting a little bit...
You've been backed into a corner.
I know.
You've been hoisted by your own petard. Yeah.
I fear I'm going to have to do it, aren't I?
And now Mike has thrown down the gauntlet. You told me just before the pod that he says you'll never do it. So you're going to have to do it. Our final email now from Christina, who's 62 and 6 months. Thank you for that, Christina. She's an avid owl. And she's plugging here her niece, who's called Epi, and that is short for Hepzibah. Oh, God, I love that name.
It's great, isn't it?
Silas Marner, yeah. And Epi has got her own business, and it is a tapestry kit company called www.thefabledthread.com.
Wow.
And we suggest you look at that website because there's some original and lovely kits on that. And she just sounds a rather remarkable young woman. And
it's up your street, that is.
It's so up street. Yeah, it is. It really is. So thank you to Christina. Well done, Epi. Oh, no, there was one really sweet last email, Judith. Can you find it? Just at the bottom of our notes. And it's from Sandra.
Oh, yes. The tea trolley. Yeah. So Sandra, 52 and 3 months, your talk of the Sunday night tea trolley brought back memories of sitting around the TV eating sandwiches. We used to have egg and cress, various cheese flavours, and also sardines and tomato sauce on toast. Yeah. Haven't eaten sardines since, but used to really enjoy them. And then
I've never ever had one. I've never had a tin sardine. No, I just couldn't do it.
No.
We watched Holiday with Cliff Mitchell Moore. Now that's... That rings some bells because you can see Cliff Mitchell Moore now.
So see him. black and white, wasn't it? It was black and white, and he was bald, quite bald.
Big, thick glasses.
Big bloke.
That bit of brill creamed hair that all men in their 50s had. Well, he was probably about 37, but all men then looked 50, you know, about 56. But anyway, listen, you must go because I know you've got to look after the boys. And I've got Arlo this afternoon. Yes. So, and Daisy has got, you know, one of her other 8 podcasts to do. So we will all love you and leave you and hope that you have a happy weekend.
Absolutely. Send us some more emails.
Us some more emails to olderwiderpod@gmail.com.
olderwiderpod@gmail.com. Okay, toodle-pick, everybody.
Book recommendations are very keenly received. However, don't be surprised if I sneer, because I sneer at a lot of stuff, okay?
Like they've only just noticed. Yeah. Right, toodle-pick.
Bye!
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.